And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 18th of May, 2010. It's the birthday of Omar Khayyam, born in Nishapur in Iran in the year 1048. He was a scientist and a mathematician, wrote a treatise on algebra, still considered one of the great mathematical works of the Middle Ages. But today we know him for his rubaiyat, which means simply quatrains, four-line stanzas with a rhyming pattern. The manuscript of Khayyam's quatrains, written in Persian, was discovered by E.B. Cowell at Oxford University, 1859. He stumbled on the manuscript at the Bodleian Library in Oxford, passed it on to one of his students, Edward Fitzgerald, who translated 75 of the quatrains, thought some of them were too sensual or too irreverent, so those he left in Persian. And the rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam became very famous in the 19th century with the lines, "A book of verses underneath the bough, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou." It was on this day, 1897, Bram Stoker held a dramatic reading of Dracula. It was at the Lyceum Theatre in London, and he put on the performance so that he could copyright the thing as a play. He'd spent years researching vampire stories and the folklore of Transylvania, and he wrote it as a series of letters and journal entries. And it's the birthday of the philosopher Bertrand Russell, born in Wales, 1872, best known for his The Principles of Mathematics, which argued that the foundations of mathematics could be deduced from a few logical ideas. It came out in 1903. Bertrand Russell, who said, "The time you enjoy wasting is not wasted time." Here's a poem for today by Gary J. Whitehead, entitled First Year Teacher to His Students. Go now into summer, into the backs of cars, into the black maws of your own changing, onto the boardwalks of 1,000 splinters, onto the beaches of 100 fond memories in wait, where the sea, in all its indefatigability, stammers at the invitation. Go to your vacation, to the late morning cool of your basement rooms, the honeysuckle evening of the first kiss, the first dip and pivot, swivel and twist. Go to where the clipper ships sail far upriver, where the salmon swim in the clean, cool pools just to spawn. Wake to what the spider unspools into a silver dawn dripping with light. Sleep in sleeping bags, sleep in sand, sleep at someone else's house in a land you've never been, where the dreamers dream in a language you only half understand. Slip beneath the sheets, slide toward the plate, swing beneath the bandstand where the secret things await. Be glad or be sad, if you want, but be, and be a part of all that marches past, like a parade, and wade through it, or swim in it, or dive in it, with your eyes open and your mind open to wind, rain, long days of sun, and longer nights of city lights mixing on wet streets like paint. A poem entitled First Year Teacher to His Students by Gary J. Whitehead from his collection Measuring Cubits While the Thunder Claps. Published by David Robert Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatment, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.